Ladies, guess what? Today marks my 50th podcast episode. Yep, you heard me. I am celebrating my 50th episode with you today. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? If you would have asked me 5 years ago, I mean, even 2 or 3 years ago, I would have never thought that I would be a host of a podcast. So let's just get into some celebration now, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach, and I am here celebrating 50 podcast episodes, and I am truly excited to be here with you today as I celebrate this milestone. I mean, can you believe it? 50 episodes, and I'm really actually directing that question more so to myself than you because, like, wow, I cannot believe it. So in today's episodes, I want to do three things. First, because we are celebrating, I want to remind you to make sure that you celebrate your wins. Second, I want to talk about the relaunch of the Healthy Habits 180 Facebook group. And third, I want to let you know what you can expect from me in the future. So let's just get into it. So if you are tuning into this podcast for the first time, I'd like to welcome you to my corner of the podcast universe. And if you've been with me from the start, if you have been an A1 since day one, that's what I like to say. Thank you so much for supporting me. It truly means the world to me. When I first launched this podcast, it was born from a deep desire to address the struggles many of us women over 40 and 50, we face in achieving our health and our wellness goals. Because listen, I know firsthand the frustrations of trying every new diet and every new exercise routine out there only to miss the mark again and again and again. In this podcast, I also wanted to share this simple yet powerful truth along the way. And it's that sustainable change, it's not found in drastic measures, but it's found in the daily habits that we cultivate. It's in the 180 degree shift in mindset we need to make, in the commitment to creating new and positive habits that truly transform your health and your well-being. And I say this with confidence because this shift in mindset, this commitment to creating new and positive habits, that is what has really changed and transformed my health and my well-being. And I want to share that with you. I want to share that with all the women over 40 and 50. So I'm going to continue to share everything that I know to help you achieve your health and wellness and your weight loss goals. And I want to share them in a way that is authentic to me and prayerfully that is informative, uplifting, and motivational to you. So if you've been listening to me since the beginning, then you know that I had to grow, and I'm actually still growing in my podcast journey. Just like in my health and wellness journey, there were some missteps, there were some stops, there were some stutter steps along the way. I doubted myself, and I even thought about hanging up the mic, but through much prayer and perseverance, I kept going, and here I am at 50 episodes. And while it has not been pretty, ladies, I did it. And ladies, I am going to celebrate, which is something that I don't very often do. I don't often celebrate my wins. And if I know you, you probably don't celebrate your wins much either. Once you conquer whatever needs to be conquered, you put a check in the box and it's on to the next. Am I right? Am I right, ladies? I know that I probably am. So today I want you to stop and I want you to think about last week. Think about all the things you did and think about what are you most proud of. I want you just to stop and think about it, and I'll wait. It's hard, isn't it? It's hard to stop and think about what we're most proud of because we don't often give ourselves credit for all the things that we do. It took a conversation with a friend and a recent therapy session to point out all the things that I did on a daily basis because that's what I do. I just do all the things. And I know many of you are in the same boat. You just need to get it all done. But ma'am, I'm here to tell you, I need you to stop and look yourself in the mirror from time to time and say, girl, you are doing the darn thing. I actually just did that to myself recently. I said, LaDon, you are homeschooling your son. You are a wife. You're managing your household. You're hosting a podcast. You're coaching clients. You're working out. You're doing all the things, and I celebrate you. And that's what I want you to do too. I want you to think about all the things you do and the things you choose not to do, because boundaries are to be celebrated too. And I want you to celebrate all those things, big and small. Because seriously, in this journey towards better health and wellness, and even for life for that matter, it is crucial to recognize the power of self-approval and validation. Now, while external support and encouragement from others, it can definitely be uplifting and motivating. But relying solely on outside validation, that can really create what I like to say, a fragile sense of self-worth. True empowerment comes from within, from acknowledging and embracing your own progress and accomplishments, independent of external praise. And to cultivate this sense of self-approval, it is critical. I mean, it is critical to develop a positive and nurturing relationship with yourself. This takes time practicing self-compassion, accepting imperfections, and celebrating your personal achievements and milestones, no matter how small. All right, so the second thing that I want to talk about today is the relaunch of the Healthy Habits 180 Facebook group. Now, here are a couple of things about that, and I'm going to be fully transparent here because I really, really struggle with this, and for a couple of different reasons. First, with all the things that I have going on, as I mentioned, it was difficult to manage and show up on another platform. So I stopped posting to that Facebook group for a while. And it was around the time that my husband and I, we started exploring the idea of me homeschooling our son. I actually even struggled with showing up on this podcast. So to think about showing up on the Facebook group, I was like, I can't do it. And secondly, being transparent again, I really struggle with social media. If you've listened to my podcast in the last few episodes, then you know I took a break from social media. And I really don't even post on social media that much. I usually go on for entertainment, as a way to decompress, so to speak. But I found that I allowed it to suck up way too much of my time. And I find it to be very, very toxic at times. And if you want more insight on that, you can check out, I think it's episode 48, where I go into more detail. So having a Facebook group, I felt that I was forced to be on social media. However, after a lot of prayer and a lot of consideration, I have decided to relaunch the Facebook group. And for a couple of reasons. First, while it's important and it's key to have internal drive, as I mentioned earlier, it's crucial to recognize the power of self-improvement and validation. All of that is very important. But I also know that there is power in community. There is power in a community of like-minded individuals who are on the same journey, maybe not in this on the same page or in the same stage, but who are on the same journey as you. There is power in sharing wins and laughs and encouragement and struggles. And I wanted to do, and I want to do, my part in creating a community where we can hold space for each other. So without fear now and without reservation, I am excited to relaunch what I know will become a vibrant community where we can support and encourage each other on this journey. So whether you're looking for accountability or if you're looking for advice or simply a place to share your victories, you will find it in this community. So if you haven't already, I want you to click on the link in the show notes to join. And if you have, I cannot wait to hang out with you. So there are two things, though, I have to ask. First, I want to ask if you're joining or if you've already joined. And I know you're going to do this, but just in case, I want you to be kind because mean people suck. And second, I want you to engage with me and I want you to engage with each other. Come and introduce yourselves. I want you to share your wins, your struggles, and ask questions. And if you don't want to ask questions publicly, just DM me and I'll ask or I'll answer and I'll share it with the group if it's applicable. Because if you have a question, more than likely somebody else has that same question. So I am so looking forward to it. I am looking forward to getting this party started. And lastly, what is next? What can you expect from me for these next 50 episodes and beyond? Well, looking ahead, I am committed to continuing to explore all aspects of health and wellness that impact us, that impact our tribe of women over 40 and 50 and 60 and beyond. I'll also have some expert guests and we'll dive deep into the habits that shape our lives. We're going to uncover strategies to break free from what no longer serves us and do a 180 to create habits that empower us to thrive. So here is to the next 50 episodes and beyond. And I really want to take a moment to thank you for being a part of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast family. I cannot wait to see where this journey takes us next. So if you're not a member of the Healthy Habits 180 Facebook group, then scoot on over and join me and all the other women who are on this journey with you. And with that, my love, let's close out this episode because that is all says the clock on the wall. And I will leave you with this quote, "Becoming proud of yourself is the best gift you can give yourself." And with that, until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.